This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. House Speaker Mike Johnson is taking a strong stand as bipartisan Senate negotiators work on a deal to boost border enforcement measures in exchange for Ukraine aid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Johnson says if leaked reports about the emerging legislation are true, the bill would be dead on arrival in the House. That aligns him with GOP hardliners and likely presidential nominee Donald Trump, who are determined to sink the compromise. That would leave Congress with no clear path toward approving the White House's emergency aid request for Ukraine, Israel, immigration, and other security needs. Biden spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans have a choice. Either help solve the problem
or, get in the way and score political points.
Johnson's insisted a House-passed immigration bill is the actual solution, though it had zero Democratic support and has virtually no chance in the Senate. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched a missile at a U.S. warship patrolling the Gulf of Aden, forcing it to shoot down the projectile. The Houthis also struck a British vessel. The attack Friday on the USS Kearney marks the latest by the rebels amid their campaign against ships traveling through the Red Sea and surrounding waters. Those assaults have disrupted global trade amid Israel's war on Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group in the Gaza Strip. The U.S. military central command said no one was hurt in the attack, nor was the Kearney damaged. Houthi military spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sari did not acknowledge the Kearney attack, but claimed a missile attack on a commercial vessel that set it ablaze. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at